Let's talk. Talk.
John Brown. As frequent listeners to the station will know, the last Thursday of every month is sacrosanct because we bring in our friends from Spence Clark, and it's normally a member of the many talented teams, a family, if you like, of Spence Clark. But today, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, and whatever else you're identifying as this morning,
I'm a cat. To which a lot of people say you've
been. I love the way you just trample across my introduction there. It's all right, my friends. Where was I? Oh, yes. But today, you say there's a big build. That's called the build up. Okay, that's the bit you say for posterity, and then okay. You come in with I'm a cat.
All right.
Fine. All right. So today, I'm delighted to be joined by the. You see, if we were Americans, we go. In 1989,
then we came over.
Yeah, so a man had a dream. You know, two people had a dream, and that dream.
Yeah,
is,
none of this man stuff. Okay?
Oh, I was just doing that in my meantime, right? So I'm delighted to say I'll get on with it. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Alistair and Susan Spence Clark. Good morning to you both, Porfin.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Porfin.
Now, as the saying goes, if a week is a long time in politics, how long is 40?
Well, it's the firm's 40th anniversary this year.
So how long is 40?
85.
Yeah.
So 85, we came over in 89 to take it over
completely
from the firm we used to work for in the UK.
Yeah, so it was actually part of a firm called Clark Whitehill.
Right.
And Sue and I were both with that firm.
Yours.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we have this office in Marbella.
Right.
And we need someone to run it. So,
well, it'd been running, hadn't it, for 4 years. And it was a time when I think most of the top 15 accountants in the UK had little satellite offices.
Everybody was in Marbella in those days.
And it's when Michael Jackson used to come over, so everyone is into the big sort of entertainers and what have you. So we thought, well, we'll do that too.
Did you know Marbella before you came? You obviously knew it was here.
I'd been here once before.
Yeah. No, I'd hardly been to Spain.
So it was a real leap in the dark. You hadn't been. It wasn't like, oh, we've been coming.
Well, no, we came out. We came out
the year before.
Just to case the joint.
Yeah, case the joint, as they say in the Kansas. Because my seamless introduction was: if a week is a long time in politics, 40 years in accountancy is
an eternity. Is
Hellish eternity.
No, it's
wonderful. We love it.
Yeah. So you came out really awesome because 85 was the year that we moved here full time. 85.
Yeah, I mean it was all happening then with the Gibraltar border opening.
Yeah,
and, past Franco and et cetera. And we had offices in the Isle of Man and in Gibraltar.
Ah, yes, those days.
So this is, I mean, we're part of a very big firm in the UK.
And they
had this outpost. Basically, to look after high net worth individuals mainly.
Yeah.
Footballers, people like that. Look after people who needed to get back to the UK and had a few difficulties with inland revenue.
Yes.
And we became general accountants, but very much Brits in a foreign country. But that was the start, and we came out really in 89 because it needed some leadership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was one of the partners. In the firm in the UK.
Yeah.
And Sue was running
where
the marketing.
Was Spencer, so where was the original office in the UK based then?
We had offices in...
We had 11, 12 offices around the country. Mm-hmm. If you like, headquarters was in London, Oban, and that's where I was working in with
and
marketing.
I was in Sussex. I spent time in London, but I was in Sussex most of the time. And so sort of running a small office in Sussex... coming here and the joke was you speak a foreign language, that's the same as Spanish, you can go out.
Alt half Italian, so hey.
Italian,
Spanish,
so just it's the same language.
Just say the end of the word actually.
But you know what Brits are like, so wonderful. But
it was also the time when everyone used to say, how do you make a big fortune in Marbella?
You begin with... You know,
no, how do you make a small fortune in Marbella? Come here with a big...
Here's the thing, because, you know, we have seen... So we've been here, so coming up for 40, over 40 years now, basically.
Yeah.
And we've seen the massive changes in the... Mm-hmm. And the population explosion that's come here. Huge. Because back in, you know, I mean, you were, you know, before they even built the circumvallation that goes... The Piaje that goes all the way to...
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's very difficult to explain to people who've moved over here in the past, say, even 10 years... about how doing business was back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, crazy. I mean, it was the Wild West.
I mean, it really was.
If you think about going to get, I mean, you used to stay into your apartment because it had a phone line and you would stay in for 3 or 4 days.
We couldn't get a phone.
Exactly.
We had to buy a mobile phone in order to have communication.
It looked like a brick.
It was a brick.
Yeah.
One of those
briefcase phone. Yeah.
I think from Airtel. We still have the same number, actually, that we acquired from Airtel at that time.
Yeah. Those were in the days that the nearest radio, whatever, transmission was Madrid. So I used to try and, because Daniele, who used to run Commedia, Daniele Filetti, he had one of those as well. But if you phoned him, the signal had to go from Puerto Banús to Madrid and back to Banús again, even if he was over there. So
what do you say?
Oh my God.
It was like trying to call an air raid, or something like that, an airstrike on the Viet Cong or something.
No, it was chaos.
Yeah.
And
the attitude, that basically, oh, well, you know, we turned up today. I mean,
Oh, God, yeah, we had that. And some of, oh, no, I shouldn't say.
No.
Getting employees was a bit tricky then, too.
Oh. Mm. I mean,
so we got rid of so many.
Yeah, I mean, we walked into a disaster.
I mean, if you come with a Northern European outlook, shall we say, or British, you know, you're in Holborn, you know, the city, you know, you're in some leafy place in Sussex,
pretty civilized,
South Downs, that sort of thing,
playing golf,
exactly. That's the only reason.
No, I wasn't playing golf.
Then you come to Andalusia in the 80s.
It really was the Wild West.
Yeah,
it was chaos.
Down.
I mean, I remember the bank manager going home because it was raining. Oh, we can't come into work today. It's raining.
We met. Somebody turns up on the day they're meant to have an appointment, forget the time.
Oh, yeah.
Be grateful.
Yeah. When we met the first bank manager we met, he was wearing jeans.
We were horrified because we come
from a different culture. It was charming in many ways, but it was chaos. Terrible.
And here's the thing, because it's like, yes, that's very much like, you know, Paco and his donkey stories that we have.
Yeah.
If you're trying to make we've been here long, you're trying to make a living here.
Right.
You can't, because Spain was very heavy regulated in terms of state or whatever, they were like, yeah, fine, we know we're going to get our 2 weeks pay in summer and whatever and whatever. But for trying to do business to stay nimble, and how on earth did you keep abreast of the because if you Italian was presumably the language that you spoke when you first got here, and then your Italian, how are you going?
No, it doesn't work.
I know it doesn't work like that. That's what I'm saying. But so how do you? I mean, because this is, you know, we have
we had a crash course.
We had a crash course.
We had a crash course in Spanish 1 week.
Yeah,
the guy lived with us 12 hours a day.
Oh, right, and then he quit.
84 hours.
Then he quit. Did he?
He used to hypnotize us, didn't he?
He used a form of hypnotism. I mean, seriously. In order to get us to actually start remembering words.
So, I used to fall asleep because of hypnotism. It's not the...
It did the job for me, so I could start expressing myself just.
You express yourself without words, Alistair. This is what we know.
Especially. I concentrate on the marketing in Gibraltar.
So, yeah, I mean, we have obviously a close liaison with Gibraltar because we had an office there.
Sure.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, God, I used to commute there before, didn't I?
That's right. Office, yeah. But, I mean, it's...
I love Gibraltar, it's just the traffic.
Yeah, exactly. I know, that's great. That's a great recovery. Ships from the bunker. When you can go online. So if you need to get the latest decreto so what was it like?
Right. I'm the technician.
We had two pigeons.
So we had a library which was 2 meters high by about 3 meters wide.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
A4 books. Started at the top left with the Constitution of Spain.
Yes.
Okay. Then we had the Código Civil, Código Comercio, etc., etc., all the way down to the very, very bottom. On bottom right was the last book on VAT. But the whole of the bottom row was VAT. And I had every kind of administrative law that you can imagine. And that's what I used to learn Spanish.
I was going to say, because those 84 hours must have come in really useful at that point, and you must have played them again. So I need hypnotising like you wouldn't believe.
So, I mean, I literally, and they would send me updates, and I had to replace the pages.
So it's paper updates.
It's a paper update.
For the younger viewers.
Yes.
So I would read the updates, put them in the books, and that would be my library. And that was how I got information.
presumably you'd probably be saying, well, you know, my Spanish lessons, I can see the situation where you've phoned up your Spanish teacher and gone, look, whatever you've taught me is rubbish because I can't understand anything in here.
No, I could.
No, because that is Spanish tax law in the 80s. It was Byzantine in its
complex. Yeah, but it seemed like that to me.
Spanish and still not understand it.
No, I mean, it was hard work. But, you know, I used that as the means to learn Spanish. So my Spanish was quite weird. Because it came from
not just your Spanish and
tax textbooks right. and the Constitution. I mean, it was, but it was a great education.
You see, I learnt my Spanish in the polygono at the same time you were doing this.
And okay.
I was working in the polygono, knocking paint off antique beds. Right, that's how it started.
We learnt a different Spanish, I think.
We did indeed, because dad said, well, because I came here at 17 years old, thought, I've got summer on the beach, and he said, no, because I had to drop a year from school. You know, going from a grammar school to here was quite something. And he said, no, I've got you a job with a friend of mine, and you're going to work in an antique shop. I was like, great. Fantastic, I'll sit there and be Lovejoy. And he went, no, you're 17, you've got to go back and knock all the old paint off the beds. And they taught, and nobody else spoke English, so they taught me the swear words first, yes. The drink, and then the food.
That's how Alice taught me Italian. Right. And I shocked my future mother-in-law so much when I thought of saying hi, yes. Have a nice day. That's not what I said.
So, you've set up shop here.
Yeah, we took over the office.
Yeah.
And then we had a financial disaster because late 89, 1990, the Spanish economy went through the floor.
Yeah, I know.
And we've been there several times since.
Yeah.
But it was really dramatic then because there was no kind of underlying economy. It was all tourism. And so when the tourism business went, and it did, there was nothing left.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had the recent financial disasters. Spain was much more resilient. But in those days, it really was a very profound problem. And we had that for 4 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had to let go most of the office and reboot again.
Well, there were three of us, weren't there? Yeah. You mean a secretary, I
believe. That's how it was.
Yeah.
I mean, have you found, because you're now an awful lot bigger than just you two and a secretary.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And the one thing, and I'm not, you know, I know we're friends, but one of the things that I found with anybody who comes in here from your crew, as it were, is they're always unfathomably nice.
They are, aren't they?
Lovely people. I mean, Claudia and I.
Great crowd.
Claudia is, you know, and obviously you've got the best dress. You've got the George Clooney of Spanish accounting working for you as well.
Oh, have he?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, we were playing golf with him yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, Javi and Helios.
We're just incredibly lucky.
Yeah.
We've always had an attitude in business that it should be fun.
Yeah.
And fair. And,
you know, fair, fun. We're very liberal in our hours and, you know, accommodating to people who need to be at home to look after children, stuff like that. So we've always had that sort of mentality because we would have... Do to others unto what they do to you, sort of thing.
How biblical.
Something like that.
Yeah. And also, we don't need a government to tell us to do that.
No, we don't need it.
We had, when Claudia first, I think she's told the story here anyway, but 24 or so years ago?
Yes, it was.
When Claudia first started, 25. Well, it must have been 19 or so, because Lucia, she was a single mum, and we just said, have all the flexi hours you need. And she did. Sorry about that.
It's all right. Yeah. It's okay.
But, you know, what goes around comes around, of course.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. I mean, you've always been involved. You've always had an interest in the community as well. Right? Because, the golf was always a very important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had the charity golf days and there was...
Yeah.
The charity days.
Yeah.
And,
you know. Days.
They were good fun.
Yeah, they were good fun.
And they still are, in fact, because that's one of the few things we do, because we are retired now.
Are you?
Must insist on the fact that we are retired.
We are both retired.
Are you now?
I'm loving it.
Are you? I've got some Weathers Originals.
Never go to the office.
Yeah, try and avoid the place.
From the time that, from those early days in 89 you came here, and there was the crash, but in certain ways... Because the market was completely unregulated. And there were all sorts of people saying, oh, we are so-and-so...
Oh, we are
Pimlico what's
it? Started accountants.
Yeah, and whatever.
No,
and
the financial fraud here was just horrendous.
Yeah.
And,
so abusive.
And, of course, you know, there was no regulation that the Spanish had for themselves, let alone foreigners.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of financial scandals of Duff investment companies and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the tax system. I mean, you know, we are tax specialists. The tax system was the Wild West. The accountancy system was the Wild West. It really was.
Mm.
And, you know, I used to joke that, you know, the favorite sport in Spain is not football. It's tax avoidance.
Well, yeah.
I've got some wonderful stories about meeting tax inspectors.
I've always said, you see, the thing is, because they have... But you see, the tax system has changed because, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, it was like, yeah, they're over there. Now, since the internet, they have become the vigilantes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I say to Jose Maria as well, you could be in a hut on the Amazon, talking for the first time with a tribe who'd never met a white person before, and talking about the, and you'd be sitting there talking to them, and then you'd hear the splashing of paddles behind you, and you'd look around.
There'd be a sign on the boat called Agencia Tributaria,
exactly, saying you owe us because it used to be they never find us.
No.
You could, you know, if, whenever an aircraft goes missing. Send Agencia because they can.
They're
motivated.
but it just goes to show how this. I mean, I know we bitch about this whole place sometimes, but
the systems are, you know, because it's a newer country.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot. But they still have. Everyone has legacy systems, but the systems are not so bound by old rubbish, old legacy systems like the UK banks are and all the rest of it. So the Spanish systems are actually more modern, essentially. And if you know anything about computer technology and, you know, databases and stuff like that, you can see if you've got your data properly organized, there is an enormous amount you can mine. And now they have AI.
Yeah.
I can assure you, they are very good at finding things which people don't want them to find.
I mean, didn't it used to be the old days like, okay, I'm a Brit living here, but I've got an offshore company in Gibraltar. I mean, back in those days, and it's like,
a fiscal nomad.
You can't do that anymore.
It's almost impossible now.
Yeah.
And to be avoided at all. Yeah. Let's not even go there. I mean, that was part of the old Wild West. I mean, there was a development here. It ends with the word beach. I'm not going to say which one.
Yes, I know.
Where every single apartment, was in the name of a Gibraltar company.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
The hills, which never opened, of course.
Yeah. And the developer put every apartment into our company and sold off the companies and didn't declare anything in Spain.
It was a wonderful time. It was a creative time to be alive.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah. Anyway, those are, you know.
So. You're retired, Nathan, are you?
Yeah.
And yet you're looking much. Obviously, you had a health thing. You're much better now, obviously.
Yeah, I'm back to normal now.
Yeah. And so,
whatever that is.
Well, that's your line, Sue.
Yeah.
No. He's doing really, really well.
And we've got a party coming up. See, when people say, "Do you know accountants in Spain?" Which I had a very good friend of mine. And the other week saying, yeah, you've got to speak to Spence Clark because they're fun. And it's not like, you know, we have been in Madeira as
we're not quite John Cleese.
You're not quite John Cleese.
No.
That should be the T-shirt.
I have been accused of behaving.
Yeah.
What? Well,
a bit like him.
Manuel, let me explain.
That's a nice story.
No, nothing to do with Manuel.
He's from Barcelona.
John Cleese did some motivational videos for companies.
He's very good. I've seen them, yeah.
They're so funny.
They're very good, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. She's my secretary. Don't tell her anything. You can't trust her. How not to treat your staff.
that surely is the thing, because you can. I mean, you have built a company now that you know is being run on. You don't have to keep. I mean, you still keep an eye on it, obviously.
We remain partners. So we are the founding.
We're the founding partners. That's never going to change.
You know,
but we have some great. Partners and fantastic staff, and you know,
and it's the philosophy, isn't it? That's the thing. That's why it's kept it going all this time.
Yes. It's got to be, otherwise it wouldn't be as it is. And it's a good place to work. I don't know what you lot think who's listening in the office. They're all going, oh yeah, come and work here.
Yeah, just make a note of who was not listening at the moment in the office.
Claudia.
Take a reefer, come on, you know that. Or go to the next Pearl Jam concert.
A little rocker.
Exactly, yeah, absolutely wonderful. So what have we got? So we're celebrating 40 years.
The 40th,
40th. I mean, what's given you the biggest pleasure, do you think, so far, when you look back?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you must be very proud of what you've
come,
you know.
It's great to have created. I mean, it really was, it was almost nothing when we were in 1990. There's nothing left, really. And we were not unusual. It was happening to everyone.
You've always been quite unusual, you said.
But yeah, no, it's nice to have an office with 35 people in it.
Yeah.
And,
to see it grow like that. And to see the
guys, you know, continue the same culture.
Yeah.
You know, so that's not very typical in Spain. The Spanish system is a little bit less... cooperative, if I can call it that. And so it's great to see that continuing really.
But we've done it.
It feels we've created something.
Do you remember in 2010? We had to get rid of 50% or more.
Yeah, we lost 50% people in the massive 2010 crash.
So we've really built it up. We went down to, what, about seven people?
Seven, I think.
So it's from that point we've rebuilt again. So 91 to 2010.
I mean, anyone who's been here a long time knows they've all been through this.
Yeah. Well, we were both 6 foot tall and blonde with blonde flowing hair when we came here, weren't we? Let's face it. I know Sue's the one.
Listeners, Alistair's
I used to have hair, yeah.
I know you
did, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, imagine, really.
I had 80s hair. That's why I wear the baseball cap.
Okay. Oh, take it off, baby.
No, it's the lights. I'm very delicate like that.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, yeah, you know that.
Yeah. You look a little flat.
I think, I mean, what do I look back on with pleasure?
Yeah.
I mean, certainly the office has been an enormous part of our lives down here. Obviously, and it's, you know, we've had our trials and tribulations like everyone, and it's good to survive them all, and it's good to come out the other end looking back on something that you feel proud of.
Yeah.
The blogs as well. Who writes those?
Well, I mean, Sue and I started it off.
Yeah, and that's really good. Yeah. I mean, I really like the blogs because it is...
I like the style.
And also it means that it's an interest. It doesn't just sort of sit there and do nothing. On the internet thing.
Well, now it's been taken over by our guys in the office.
Yeah, I mean, they all participate. They all participate. I mean, every part of the office has something to say.
Yeah,
they normally do. And they've all developed the writing style that we like, which is... not to be too serious.
Yeah.
And to make it as readable as possible. And, you know, we regard that a bit of a something we give back to the public, really. There's free information there. There's enough to get on with things and get rid of the inevitable misinformation that floods the market, which is inevitable.
And they generate loads of inquiries for us.
We get loads of inquiries. And it's good to see them doing it.
Yeah.
You know? Very rewarding because... Because it's not easy to write articles in a foreign language and to find the right style.
Without going to Google Translate or AI, because people can spot that a mile off. Just say yes at this point, yeah.
They use it, we all use it a lot, don't we?
God, yeah.
I mean, Alan and I didn't for our articles, and that's absolutely true, because, you know, grew up reading Woodhouse, War, whatever, so you get that sort of style.
I mean, ChatGPT recommends us, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
Okay, how much are you guys... Is that your Tesla outside?
We hacked it.
Well, I actually had ChatGPT quoting back to me some of the articles I wrote about 5 years ago. It's so funny.
Good grief. You are the Oracle of Delphi, then, basically.
I wonder about that.
I
there aren't that many native English-speaking firms of accountants in Spain. Mm. And of all of them, you know, we chuck out an awful lot of information.
We disseminate.
We even provide it for our competitors, inverted commas.
Yeah, they love to copy us.
So nice of us.
The imitation is the best form of flattery. The thing is, though, have you been skiing recently or since?
Being retired means we can ski more.
Yeah.
Right.
We can travel more.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time in our finca, a little place up in near Galcín in the forest. Yeah. And of course, we can ski more.
Yes, because you may or not remember this, but when I have to look back on my radio career, my broadcasting, which hasn't had an awful lot of highlights, let's be honest. But it obviously must have been during the Christmas time, because it must have been January or something. Because
I remember doing some shows from...
We didn't used to do it, because I get them in the studio now, just to, you know...
Yeah, no, we went through a long period of doing stuff online.
Me phoning you. And you were there, and I could hear the smile, his little voice, because you do write well, you do speak well. It was like, you know, and you were, was it Valdezer?
Yeah.
As you do. And you said, and I'll never forget this, can you remember what you said about the snow's beginning to fall lightly, or as we call it...
Les petits flocons.
At which point I said, well, in that case, I think I better flock off then. One of the finest moments ever.
I managed to stay unrude.
Yes, I know.
That was lovely.
It was great. It was one of the great things.
It was kind of a strange feeling doing shows from, you know, there I'm looking out the window and looking at the snow falling and thinking, I should be on the slopes, not talking to
Giles. We were probably in a bar.
Well, I get the same.
We weren't in a bar.
I get the same looking out here, but I feel like I'm a bit of a pit pony. Yeah. You know? But then I'm, you know, I shouldn't really be allowed out anyway in the general public, so there you go.
We've got trees. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. No. if people want to have any questions, not to you two personally, but oh. Hey, what?
No,
time's
just,
gone. Yes, yeah, I know. And that's why this is the wrapping up song.
Oh, this is good.
I wasn't going to say yes, sir. I wasn't going to play Baccarat.
Okay. I've only got a few minutes left.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, yeah, if people want to find, because I know you're still omnipresent.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So, what's the? Please give us the emails and the web address, of course.
Web address. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's really simple. It's just one word: Spence Clark, SpenceClarke. .com. Yep. Yeah. Spence Clark, Marbella, you'll find us.
Congratulations. Simple. Congratulations on this 14th anniversary.
Thank you.
Thanks, we've known each other over a long time.
No, it's been great.
And you've been here, and you've obviously been here supporting us for a long time. So from all of us at TRE, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you,
well, it's been great. It's been great. Thank you.